Hi, you've reached Bible Time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is working together for good. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purposes. So when things are working together for good, they're not working together for good for everybody. Hear me when I say that. The Bible is saying that the working together for good of all things is reserved for those that love God and for those that are called according to his purposes, not ours. So if we're living on a throne of our life and we're running around in the flesh and saying, oh, I'm going to be this and I'm going to do that, and I is the center of our life, all things are not going to work together for good, because it's not according to his purposes. It's according to ours. And that's not right. We're supposed to live and move and have our being in him, in Christ. And when we do that, and we have a love for God that doesn't bad mouth him every time we turn around or say, why me, Lord, and how come you're punishing me, which God doesn't do that. He has not dealt with us according to our sin. He's dealt with us according to his love and his grace and his mercy. And so when we understand that, then we can say, oh, good, well, I love you, Lord. I want your hand in my life. I want your destiny instead of what I'm trying to do here on this earth. I'm like a hand's breadth that goes, and my life is over. But if I walk with you, you give me an eternal purpose and destiny. Then I have meaning. There's a sense to my life that makes sense. That's a good thing. And so when you think about you and where you want to be and where you're going and where you are now, think about all things are going to work together for good. If you're called according to his purposes, which he's called the church, we're the ecclesia, the called out ones, the church, according to his purposes, to reveal him on the earth. So we qualify. If you're a born-again Christian, if you have a love for God, then all things are going to work together for good. And that doesn't mean that God brings these things into your life, the pain, the agony, the suffering. He doesn't do that. What he does is he says, I see that in your life. Maybe the devil brought it, or maybe just life happens and things are happening to you that aren't the greatest in the world. But guess what? That divorce you went through, that job you lost, that accident you were in, that suffering, that loss of a loved one, on and on and on. I'm not going to let that destroy you. I'm not going to let it rest on your shoulders until it eats away at your mind and your spirit and destroys you. I'm going to turn it around and work it together for good. That's what God says. So that you don't suffer under it. That's a great thing. So keep in mind today that God is working on your behalf to accomplish his will in your life. Let him do it. Don't fight him. God bless you and have a great day.